This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
Yes, Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. Comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And feel free to get online. We have four lines wide open on this foggy. Is it still foggy? I don't know. There's no windows open in here. We can't see. In this foggy Saturday morning. So get online if you can. 860-522-9842. Talk about concerns. So we were at the Tab Christmas party. And at my table were a couple of lovely ladies talking about how great Europe was. They had gone to Italy recently. And they were just talking about how, you know, Italy was so modern. How they were using all digital stuff to pay for everything. They would just whip out their watches and wave them across the payment machine, and magically their euros were spent. Except if you had to use the bathroom. So it turns out...
Just bathrooms.
If you need to use the bathrooms in Europe, on the road there, they've got these, you know, these nice... turlets out there, and you need exact change.
Oh no.
No waving of your watch to get in the turlet. So it puts a whole new meaning on spare square. If you're a Seinfeld fan. So I just found that just so funny how they're talking how modern Europe is with everything being digital and simple. And then if you need to use the toilet in Europe that's out there, a public one at least, you need exact change.
Oh, ouch.
So I just found that funny. So what do you got there, Dennis? As you wait for calls, do you have any technology news that people can use besides what silliness I just brought up?
Yeah, we got a story about what PlayStation is doing.
PlayStation, yes. Yeah, the rival to Xbox.
Right. And in addition to playing games on it, you can watch movies and TV.
Yes.
It's a streaming box.
Oh, yeah, basically. It's an entertainment system, sure.
Right. And people have been, you know, buying movies on them. And when I say buying, I don't mean that they're, you know, renting them for 24 or 48 hours.
Right,
I
they're
mean
buying them.
They paid a premium price.
Digital copy.
To have a digital copy that they are able to get for life.
Right, use it anytime.
They can stream it anytime they want.
Right.
Anytime into the future.
Yep, you can watch Logan's Run as often as you want.
And that's what you paid for.
Right.
Well, a whole bunch of these movies and TV series are being removed from the PlayStation streaming service.
Wow, doesn't sound kosher.
No, and they're just going to be gone. You're not going to be able to stream them anymore.
You paid hard money for them. Good money for them.
You paid money not only to watch, but to be able to watch forever.
Are they going
to
give you a refund on this or any money back?
Anything? Heck no.
Oh, gee. They just decided?
No, they just pulled the cord and... dropped, they've gone.
They're gone.
poof.
They were in the cloud, right?
So they were in the cloud.
The media is sitting there under your account saying Dennis can watch this movie whenever he wants.
Uh-huh.
And they're saying no longer. No for you.
Right. No show for you.
What's the got with any reasonings?
Well, I guess the streaming contracts for some of these titles just moved away from them.
Well, that doesn't sound like that's your problem. That sounds like Sony's.
They didn't have the rights to keep them forever. So,
but they sold them like they did. There ought to be a law.
I don't know about that. But
so what you're saying, you can have them forever until you can't? Is that the new EULA? You probably have a EULA agreement.
I'm sure there's a EULA term in there saying we reserve the right to remove these at any time and not have to refund anything.
We reserve the right to remove these forever movies whenever we want.
It just goes to show you how ephemeral any kind of cloud service is.
You're not wrong. And we actually were talking about this before the show started. And I said, well, Blu-ray, right? I've got my Blu-ray disc and I stick it in. I've got it there. They could actually control that too.
Yes, because there's DRM built into the Blu-ray player.
Right.
And if it is told to not let you play a movie,
it won't let you play it.
It won't let you play it.
And that sounds creepy to you. It sounds creepy to me.
It sounds very creepy to me, but
it does work.
That's how Hollywood wants everything.
Right.
And Hollywood gets whatever it wants.
Yeah, well, that's not doing so well lately. I don't know.
No.
Their movies and their product is not that good. So, and now that the actors have gotten some deal on their digital likenesses, right? They said, hey, they want to get paid in some way if they have AI, right, to use their digital likenesses, which is fine. I have no problem with them getting paid for that, but I don't really need your digital likeness. I mean, I could produce anybody's digital likeness. We don't need anybody's faces anymore. The idea that the AI that's out there is actually kind of crazy in that you can manufacture. There are actually photos that are being produced of whatever you think is pretty. These women don't exist.
Right.
Right. They're not real. And they have huge followings. And they're simply artwork generated by AI of the quote unquote perfect, whatever your definition of perfect is, woman, that you, instead of actually downloading or having access to celebrity photos or what have you, it's all AI generated. You don't even need real anymore. What is real, right? So Hollywood, whatever. I want my movie back. I want to be able to download my movie. Anything else going on, Dennis?
Well, the Connecticut Labor Department put out an advisory recently for job seekers.
Okay, sure.
It seems that there's phishing operation that is sending out, you know, emails to job seekers.
Right.
And they wanted to warn you about it. If you're looking for work, you got to be careful. And we can put a current article about that up.
So what's happening then again is the bad guys are noticing maybe on your LinkedIn, you've got it set to open to work, or you're somehow they've noticed you're looking for work, and then they're going to reach out to you as if they're an employer.
Right. And what they're looking for are, like, you know, bank account records and stuff like that.
Right.
So they're trying to steal from you. Yeah.
So if they reach out to you as if they're an employer, you could be sending out resumes to hundreds and hundreds of companies trying to find work. And they realize that and they're trying to prey upon that. So you need to be really certain of what you're sending. And some of these folks, they do really want to do a serious background check on you to make sure your credit worthiness is real and all that information.
The Department of Labor kind of advises that you shouldn't be giving out that stuff until you've actually gotten a formal offer of employment.
Ah, there you go.
Okay.
So they've got some advice.
It's not part of the interview process to provide an account number for your bank account.
Good advice.
So, you know, until you get a real offer, don't provide that. And if it were me, I would only do it in person at the location.
Now, would you think the Department of Labor has fixed their other side of their equation with their tool?
The unemployment system where people are fraudulently filing unemployment claims on other people.
They seem to accept that claim instantly and don't even check to see whether or not you're still employed. They just say, your check's on the way. I wonder if they follow their own stuff. I'm just curious. Maybe I digress. But no, that's good advice. So, you shouldn't be giving anything too important to any employer until you've actually gotten the job. Now, that doesn't mean that the fraudster can't actually indicate that you've gotten the job too. I mean, these guys have nothing but time on their hands, right? So be careful. You just got to be careful these days. So let's get to your calls. We've got, you know, nice enough to chime in here. We've got AJ out there in South Windsor chiming in. What's going on, AJ?
Well, I'm in the bullpen here, and I know you guys needed a caller. So I've got to,
you're walking again, huh?
Yes, I am. I'm on the track.
Nice.
And I listen to you guys every week, and even though I don't understand some of this stuff, it is helpful. But I've got a question about flash drives.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking for a stocking stuffer.
Yep.
And Apple, we have Macs.
Yep.
And Apple has a SanDisk 256 gigs for $69. And I look on Amazon, and I see SanDisks for the same capacity for, like, I don't know, $15 to $30.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's going on?
Apple's just charging a premium because they're Apple.
Right.
So it's basically the same thing, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's outrageous.
Why do you think I don't like Apple? That's the only reason I don't like Apple.
Actually, there might be a difference.
Mm-hmm.
The SanDisk that Apple sells may have may already be formatted with the Mac OS file system.
Yeah.
But your SanDisk from Amazon will probably have FAT32 or XFAT partition. The thing is, though, either one of those things will work fine on a Mac.
Right.
So there's no reason to pay that premium for the genuine Mac file system partition on that drive. It doesn't get you anything.
Well, unless it has a little Apple logo on it, and then you can show all your friends.
Because at that size of a disk, it doesn't really matter which of those three it's using.
Right. And it's not even that big, actually.
No.
And what's with this Type-C jack, anyway?
Type-C is an awesome interface. I love it.
It is. It's reversible.
Yeah, you can stick it in any way you want.
In either direction, it works fine.
It's the right. It's really awesome. It's been forced in the UK, right? I mean, I think the European Union
For charging smartphones and for data links. Yes, yeah. On smartphones.
You still got to use the funky two prong thing in their power outlets. We don't understand that, but right, those ridiculous huge plug. But the USB-C is a good thing. Now you're more compatible with us non Apple people.
Okay. Hey, all right. Look, I'm going back to the bullpen, and I'll stand by in case you need any calls, but I can't think of anything else.
All right. Are you using a rucksack there, AJ? You always walk. Have you tried rucking?
No. What is that?
You stick weights in a backpack while you're walking.
Oh. I've done something like that, but that was long ago in a galaxy far away where my knees were still okay.
Gotcha.
I used to be a runner.
Oh.
I used to be a runner, and I can't run anymore.
Gotcha. Well, I was just curious.
Because of my knees. Okay.
All right, AJ.
Thanks, guys.
You got it, sir. Bye-bye.
I'll be on standby in the future.
All right. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Take it easy. Yeah, you know, sometimes we solve all the issues in Connecticut, and it's okay. I mean, you can't always have a computer problem, which is good. You don't always need a computer problem or want a computer problem. So we understand that. So four lines wide open. We're going to step out for a quick break. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. And we are here till 11 o'clock. And then Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. If you guys want to, if you've felt, let's put it this way, if you felt we've helped you in any way over the years and you want to give back, not to us, but to the Salvation Army, we have a link. It's our link. It's a Computer Talk with Tab /Tab Computer Systems link where we're trying to have our customers, our clients, and of course our listeners contribute to the Salvation Army. There's tons and tons of need out there these days. I mean, if you just saw just the stuff on the news about heating and the cost of energy here in Connecticut. I mean, clearly we don't understand how things work here in Connecticut because natural gas, that would solve it, but I digress again. If you find that it's too expensive to be in here and you want to help somebody else out, make ends meet, contribute to the Salvation Army, we have a link up there for you. You can do it kind of through our link and kind of show the audience that we have here and how generous you guys are all around this time of year, and we do appreciate it. So we're going to step out for a quick break, and we'll be right back.
From the Carter Mario Injury Lawyer Studios, visit GetCarter.com. That's GetCarter.com. This is Computer Talk with Tab.
are back. This is Computer Talk. Here till 11 o'clock. Again, four lines wide open. Feel free to get online. Most likely you're online doing Christmas shopping, and we understand.
Oh, yeah.
You got to do what you got to do. My wife handles all that, thank God. It's just not for me. Just not for me. So feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And then we'll bring a little technology news as we wait for you guys. There's been an issue that we've even come across at Tab where all printers are HP.
Yes. Yeah.
So out of the blue, if you had a Canon printer, Microsoft thought it was a HP printer.
Right.
And it would force a download, right? Recommend a download.
It would recommend a download of HP Smart app from their store.
And you're saying to yourself, I don't have an HP printer.
Yeah.
And we were getting calls too, right?
Yeah, we got a couple.
Yeah. And so basically, it looks like it was just some sort of metadata within Microsoft's operating system that screwed this up, right?
Yeah, it came in through a Windows update, and it dropped one of the driver recognition files. It's not even a driver file. It's information about drivers.
Right.
And it's an XML file. It's a little mini database, as it were.
Yeah.
And it's causing Windows to suddenly misidentify everything as an HP M101-M106.
All printers is that printer.
Every printer. And there are reports that sometimes even other kinds of devices like scanners are having their names changed to that.
Unbelievable.
And so it's not, I haven't seen that with my own eyes.
Right, right.
But I've only seen the printers being changed.
So we used to call things plug and pray. Right? In the old days? Plug and play was what Microsoft promised. Hey, you plug it in, we'll see it, we'll know it, we'll get it to work for you, all for you. You don't have to worry about it there, Mr. Geek.
Well, the irony is that these are things that you bought, set up, plugged and prayed, connected
and worked,
and your prayer was answered and it worked,
right?
And now it doesn't.
Yeah, now basically it's like
because it identifies with the wrong driver.
These are not the printers you're looking for. Don't believe your eyes. These are not the printers you're looking for. All right, we'll go to Alderaan. So we'll put the link up there for you on that story. But yes, Microsoft is misidentifying your printer, and you just got to ask yourself. Self, if Microsoft doesn't know what printer I'm running, right? I mean, where are we in operating systems where that's a thing? Yeah, I understand programming can be hard, but I mean, Mr. Gates is richer than Captain Kirk, for crying out loud. I mean, let's go. All right, let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Jan in Newington. What's happening, Jan?
Not much. How are you guys?
Good, good.
Happy holidays.
You too.
Thank you. I'm having a problem with my Dell Inspiron 15.
Mm-hmm.
I've forgotten my password, and I haven't used it in quite a bit, a few months. Anyways, it says, sorry, please, there's a problem with your account that cannot be fixed here. Please go to account.microsoft.com to fix the issue. I brought it to Best Buy. They worked on it for like 25 minutes, said, sorry, we can't help you. And I said, well, can I maybe bring it to somebody else? So I called the local library, brought it there. She couldn't get into it. And so I'm wondering, should I leave it with should I call you guys or should I leave it with Best Buy and pay $180?
$180 flat dollars to have them solve this?
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Whoa. Whoa.
Carolyn, you got to start taking credit cards when these people call in. So you have a Microsoft account problem, and that's the issue. It really should be handled with Microsoft, not anybody else, really.
I would be on the phone with Microsoft.
Yeah, and or chat.
However you can reach them. But you would go to that website, account.microsoft.com.
Right.
And somewhere in that page, there will be an option to get help.
Right.
And then I would pursue that, whether it's a chat or a phone number that they have on that page to call.
Because believe it or not, that is exactly what the folks at Best Buy are going to do.
Uh-huh. They're going to get Microsoft support.
Right.
Too.
They're going to take your $180 to make that call.
Oh, great.
That's all they're doing. Yeah, I mean, so basically Microsoft told you exactly what to do. They said to contact Microsoft, right? in the error. So,
right.
Number one, in this case, you can believe them. And number two, they really have the only ability to fix the account anyways. Nobody, even if it was, see, we don't work with the general public, but even for ours, we would have to deal with Microsoft too.
Right. That's exactly what Tab would be doing for you.
Yeah. And quote unquote, as a Microsoft partner, whatever that's worth, we would call them up and say, hey, this account's not working. Help us. It's really what you got to do. And now I know you have nothing better to do on a Saturday than that. But that really is what you have to do. Reach, and we'll put the link up to the website that Dennis just mentioned, accounts.microsoft.com.
Yeah, so don't search the internet for their phone number or anything. No, go to that page and then look for the help options from there.
All right, Jan?
No, could you say that again to me?
Oh, well, go to the Microsoft's webpage for your account. And then get help from that page. Don't search the internet for their phone number.
Or you can use our computertalkwithtab.com site or our Facebook site over at the Listener Network for the link, okay?
Okay. All right. I'll keep in touch, let you know how I made out.
Thanks, Jan. Good luck.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're glad you're here with us on this Saturday morning. Maybe you're out there Christmas shopping. Most likely, you're in front of your computer Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
Right?
Most Christmas shopping is moving online now, I guess.
Yeah. You can't find anything in the stores these days. So it's interesting. And we're going to be here until 11 o'clock helping you out with your computer comments, questions, and concerns. It was funny, actually. My wife's having all sorts of issues even purchasing, which, of course, adds more fun to my day when she can't purchase something online for Christmas, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's great fun for you.
Like, I'm supposed to fix it.
In your house.
I didn't write the
It's the computer.
Code.
Fix it, Eric.
Yeah. Ay, ay, ay.
It's the same thing with me.
Yeah. The funny thing is, of course, though, that technically, in some cases, it was my fault. So we run VPNs. And, of course, some of these payment apps don't want to see you purchasing via Europe.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. The app is like, wait a minute. And I didn't really tell her that. So I just turned off the VPN and magically it worked. Hopefully she's not listening. But yeah, that can happen. We actually had a caller, not a caller, but someone on our Facebook page here in the Computer Talk Listener Network Facebook group who said, hey, can an IP address be blocked or impact your website? And it can. And it typically does happen when you use a VPN because there's lots of reasons, right? So you can find that the website itself doesn't want to service you because they don't know where you're coming from. They're not getting the metadata they want. They're not getting your location data. They're not getting your IP address from your actual internet provider. They know less about you, which makes you less valuable to them. And so they can block your access. And the thing with VPN services are the VPN services will use similar IP addresses over and over again, right? You have certain IP addresses these VPN providers have purchased. So that when you tunnel into their servers, wherever they may be in the world, and you pop out, you're coming out via those IP addresses, and these sites are going to block you. I mean, even trying to use Google through a VPN, sometimes Google says, "Well, we don't trust this IP address," and then you got to use a CAPTCHA to confirm it. You're not a robot. Make you go through hoops if you're using a VPN service. So that can happen. So both in purchasing things these days, they see you're coming via a weird IP address that wouldn't make any sense or is outside the United States, they might not allow the transaction to happen, which happened in two instances in this case. And my wife's like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know exactly, honey. I don't know. Let me just try this over here. Don't tell her I said that or I'm in trouble, okay? I didn't tell her the actual reason it wasn't working.
Oh, no.
Oh, hopefully she's not listening. All right, let's go to...
You're going to be in trouble again.
Probably. I always am. Let's go to Sam in Windsor. What's going on, Sam?
Hey, yeah, I had a question for you guys. A great show. I always listen to you guys all the time.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I had a question. My son's graduated from an associate's at Computer Network Technology.
Oh, great.
Yeah, community college nearby here.
Okay.
And he was excited, but he's been applying at different places, and he hasn't had any luck. He put himself on LinkedIn and all that stuff.
Yep.
So he's been having some challenges.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, you know, he feels like, well, if there's an internship, or now he's planning to go for his bachelor's because he can't find anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe probably go to Central or something. So it's, I don't know. Any advice from you guys, what he can do?
Yeah. So this is tough, right? So yeah. Companies like us can't find qualified individuals. We can't in Connecticut. So what we're looking for are folks who know networking, have some experience. And because we don't want to have these folks, you know, folks like your son starting out working on our client systems yet because he doesn't know enough yet. And you would appreciate that, right? That doesn't mean we wouldn't want to have them join us. We've had internships through Manchester Community College, and we have
right.
a lovely young lady who has been with us now for half a decade. She's amazing. But she started out as an intern while she was going to MCC. If he can find that type of relationship with a company who has an opening there, the thing about companies like us is there's not a lot of internshipy style stuff that we can have folks do to get those skills. And the skills right. the skills we need are kind of higher level. So even if they get a degree in computer science, it doesn't necessarily translate into what we need them to be able to do. So what he right. should consider doing is looking at getting CompTIA skills like Security Plus right. or Network Plus. Does he have those?
Yeah. No, not yet. He's studying for the CompTIA test.
Yep.
For the A Plus certification.
Right.
And I told him to take that. He's studying because, you know, that the fees are pretty, you know, he doesn't want to waste, you know, anything, you know, money. So he's trying to study for and do the, I guess it's two phases, two tests on that exam.
Yeah.
So he's trying to, you know, save up so he doesn't want to. How do I say it? He doesn't want to fail and lose the money.
No, right. And what the problem is, though, in our community colleges is they don't prep them for these types of certifications, right?
Yeah.
That he's got an associate's, which doesn't necessarily translate into anything other than he understands the concepts of IT, which is good. It's a good start, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't give them anything tangible that they can say, I am a certified A plus, certified Network Plus,
right.
then certified right. Security Plus. So they really have a disconnect there. He could also look at the bigger companies like the Aetnas, the Travelers, the Cignas. The problem there, though, and we've had plenty of folks come look at TAB to join us, is that they become pigeonholed into only doing one tiny little aspect of IT, like literally password resets for half a decade is what they've been doing. And what happens there is then they come to our shop and do an interview, and we ask them just a couple technical questions to see if they understand the basics, and they don't. And literally, they've been doing password resets for the Hartford for half a decade, and that doesn't get you a whole lot of understanding.
Right.
They don't even know what a router is. They don't even know what VLANing is. They don't know what packets are, quality of service. They don't know what security is. They don't know anything, but they know how to reset your password. So you got to be careful, but it does get you experience. So He shouldn't give up hope. There's tons of opportunity. And again, if he looks at companies like ours, MSPs, managed service providers, IT service providers, however you want to look at it, we call ourselves ASPs. But there's tons of companies out there like TAB. And always looking for people. There's got to be folks out there looking for some entry-level person to do some basic things. Now, he will get a little bored, though, because we can't stick him on a client's workstation in the field for a bit. We want to make sure they understand a lot more. You just can't chuck them out there. In the old days, you could. When I started, when I graduated from UConn with my management degree, I'm out there doing installations of computers and workstations because back then, Microsoft set up all the software to be so easily configured. And this is why we have the problems we have now. There's no security. Everyone's an admin. Go ahead and configure it up and share the files, share the drives. You're all done. Oh, the printer over there? Okay, I'll set that up. It literally didn't take much to understand that. And we were using wiring called BNC. It was like a weird stick twist wiring, Lantastic, all these weird things. It was easy for us to get into the field. It's harder now. Because we need these systems to be properly configured, not slammed in. We need best practices. In the old days, there were no best practices.
Because he likes computers right now. He builds computers from scratch.
Awesome.
And he built his sister a computer from scratch for the holidays. And he builds computers like for a hobby, like nothing.
I believe.
You know, and then he graduated from the MCC program you talked about earlier.
He graduated
from that.
Yep.
And then the same advice I said, how come if you graduate, how come they didn't give you advice to get A plus certification and stuff like that? And I was kind of surprised, you know. So I just don't, you know, just to help them out because, you know, a dad is always a dad.
Well, that's but you're asking the wrong question. Why are these community colleges not asking the employers what we need? They're not. Right. I can tell you right now. No. I have asked them. I've asked the community colleges to say, why can't you send us people who know what they're doing? And they don't. So because you don't want to know why? They don't have to.
Right.
They don't. Sadly, they don't care if your kid gets a job or not. I swear that's the truth. I mean, I know they act like they care, but I don't think they do care. Same thing with any of the universities.
The only thing I wanted to ask is because right now that he says he feels that if he can't get a job right now with his associates, or he feels that he now wants to enroll to a four-year program.
Right.
And what I ask him is, it's good that you're going to go, if you're planning to go to Central or any other four-year college, but my question is, actually, as advisors, are they going to prepare you with an internship? You know, you just don't want to blow 15 grand or 20 grand in tuition and still end up in the same situation you're in right now. And, you know, that's what I was trying to talk to him about that and talk with advisors. Even if Central has a IT program, you know, he wants to go to school because he feels that he's not getting a job right now for that.
Yeah, no, and it's that great ever asking question, right? I have three boys. All three of them went to UConn, as you probably have heard me tell you in the past. My youngest is still trying to find that job. But adding that college degree, quote unquote, is supposed to give you more doors. I don't know that that's true anymore. You know, you're right. Are they going to be able to hook him up with internships? Are they going to be able to hook him up with companies who are looking for folks like him to give him an opportunity? And I don't know. I mean, I know these, you know, I keep telling my own son to go to the UConn Career Center to get some advice, and there's not a lot of value there from what he can see.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really just a matter of a numbers game, as I've told my own son. You got to keep hammering companies and industries you're interested in and asking them as nicely as you can for some sort of internship and network with other folks you know. Hey, you know, little Johnny here is looking for an IT job. It doesn't have to be. It can be an IT job in any company. With the funniest thing is, we see a lot of small businesses out there who will hire your son and give him the keys to the castle because he knows a little bit about IT. That's another bit of a snag, right? So we are scared of your son when he goes and works for like a 25-person law firm, and they're like, "Oh, we got an IT guy, and he's great with computers, and he can build computers, but he has no idea the best practices." And then all of a sudden, he sets up a big mess for these folks too. So but he learns from it. That wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
He got the opportunity. But there's plenty of opportunity out there. It's a numbers game. And
He's still trying to ask for like I say, even volunteer. I don't care. Just ask any company for you know.
Well, volunteering is tough in a company like ours, again, because of all the security requirements we have. We just can't have some guy off the street volunteer. But if you want some real experience, maybe a place like Staples, Best Buy, we've had those folks call in. They have desks of geeks, and I would think there might be opportunity and turnover there that would give them an opportunity, especially at Staples more than maybe Best Buy.
Yeah, probably. And I'm thinking that a place like that probably needs guys that can, you know, build computers.
Right.
Because they can do hardware repairs or, you know, component replacements and things like that.
Yeah. So that would be a quick thing to get a gig in IT.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, and of course, you can go to our website too, computertalkwithtab.com. We have a link over to IT Pro TV, where he can also do some of those courses, and it's a 30% discount to get, you know, A+, Network Plus, and all that kind of stuff.
On your website, on Tabs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Good luck to him.
All right. Take care, man.
Yeah, you got it, Sam. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's tough.
It is. It is.
And then Connecticut is even tougher. And it's tough to find a job, no matter what it might be.
Right.
We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. We'll be right back. Dennis and I were talking a little bit off air. Another spot that he could look, Sam, is the CISA, CISA. They are looking for folks, but it probably would require that 4-year degree.
Yeah, you'd probably have to get that first.
But it's a new cybersecurity agency started in 2018 by the federal government, and that might be something for him to look at. And there's hundreds of thousands of open cybersecurity jobs. So the key is to get in there, get some experience, and then
Right. And that would give him a good foundation to go elsewhere and work for companies to, you know, put in those security implementations.
Yeah, all the compliances that are out there. There's so many compliances that are going to be finally kind of implemented. So four lines wide open for you, 860-522-9842. Coming up at 11 o'clock, Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. And again, if you want to support the Salvation Army, the holiday store, we have our own link, computertalkwithtab.com/tabcomputersystems has our own link if you want to support the folks that are in need this holiday season with a donation. It's really easy, and I know Pastor Will does his text thing, which is similar. Same idea here. You just get on the link, and then you fill out whatever you would like to donate to the Salvation Army. They've been doing it for 34 years or something like that.
Yeah, long time.
So, they do a lot of great work and help a lot of folks. So, and it's here in Connecticut, it's harder and harder. So, anything you can afford, if you can afford it, if you have the means, it's a great cause. To think about. So as we wait for more calls to come through, I know there's a ring happening, but anything else you wanted to bring up, Dennis?
Yeah. I talked already about Google Drive having problems.
Yeah.
But Google had another problem of a different kind.
Okay.
Has to do with their Next AI, which they're releasing. They already have Bard.
Yeah, Bard was kind of a flop, right?
And their demo was a flop. I mean, the product is okay.
Yeah.
But the demo that they had was very badly done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have a new AI that they're going to be, you know, putting in.
Yeah.
It's called Gemini.
All right.
And they did another demo for Gemini.
Okay. And that demo went wonderfully.
It went great until everybody realized that they edited it.
Oh. So
they
it wasn't a live demo.
The video of the demo.
Oh, boy.
And they made it look like something that it wasn't really.
Gotcha. They were probably watching an old YouTube of Bill Gates showing Windows 95 and it blew up. Remember those days?
Yeah.
Here's the new Windows 95 operating system, big blue screen of death. So they decided in their infinite wisdom to edit the live demo of their new AI to make sure it represented the way they wanted to represent it.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Now the irony is not only did they edit the video.
Yeah.
The AI that they used in the video to generate the video was not the Gemini that they are going to be releasing in a couple of months.
Oh, my gosh.
It's actually, effectively a beta of the next
version
of Gemini that they're currently developing.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's still in development, and that is what they used to generate that demo. So they didn't even demo the actual product that they're going to be releasing.
And then, they falsely represented its abilities.
It's terrible.
It just, again, you ask, maybe you want to ask, you know, the last caller, Sam, there, does he really want to get into IT?
Maybe not.
I mean, if that's where we are with a company like Google, oh, my goodness. Wow. All right, we'll put a link up to that story. You can read that one and weep. Let's go to... So AI, I mean, everyone's supposedly afraid of AI, and I am not afraid of it. Although lots of big, smart people, smarter than me, are. But I just want some AI. I don't care if it's AI or, if it's artificial, I'd like some AI. Anywhere. Give me some AI. Can we go to Kathy in Glastonbury next? What's going on, Kathy?
I love your show. And
thanks.
Years ago, you guys used to recommend Firefox as the main internet browser to use. And a guy I work with in IT was like, no, that's not what you should be using now. So I just wanted to kind of know your thoughts on what is the best browser to be using nowadays.
Okay, so Firefox had always been a great recommendation, but then it got slow, and so we moved over to Chrome.
Right.
And then now Chrome is getting slow. I've moved over to Brave.
Yeah, I use Brave too.
What is it called? Brave?
Brave. B-R-A-V-E.
Okay.
So what did he recommend, or she?
Google Chrome.
Chrome, yeah. Chrome's a good default browser, too.
Right.
I mean, at home I use Chrome as well.
Well, Chrome is effectively the basis for a lot of other things now, including Edge, which is built into Windows, and Brave, and Vivaldi, and a couple other derivatives that are similar to Brave.
Right, so it has really kind of taken over.
Okay. So if all my if all my bookmarks and everything are in Firefox.
Yeah. Well, you can still use Firefox, Kathy.
It'll if you use another browser, it will import those.
It will. But okay. But Kathy, are you unhappy with the little fox around the blue globe? Has it disappointed you?
Well, sometimes certain websites won't work in Firefox. Like you have to use them in Chrome.
Right.
So I just figured may as well just switch to it if, you know, it's safe to use. And
it is safe to use.
Oh, safe. Yeah, it's definitely safe.
Yeah. So, yeah, go ahead and do that if you're having some issues. But if you're not having issues, you can still like Firefox, too. There's nothing wrong with Firefox.
How do I get all my bookmarks into Google Chrome?
When you install Brave, it will typically go through a wizard that asks you if you want to import your data.
Or Chrome, you mean.
Or Chrome, sorry. Oh. Either one.
Yeah.
All of the browsers we mentioned will do that.
Well, I already have Chrome, but how do I, like, if I was already
in Chrome, there's a menu option. We can post an article about how
to do it. Yes, too long to describe it, but we'll give you a link for you to go follow the information. All right, Kathy?
Perfect. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. I want to thank Carolyn for producing, Mike G for posting everything over at the Computer Talk Listener Network and via X over at Tab Computer Sys if you follow us on X. And Dennis, of course, for posting everything here live. You guys are the best. I hope we were able to help you. If you thought we helped you, feel free to post a donation to the Salvation Army via our little link out there and support what the Salvation Army is doing.
Remember, we want you to be geeks too.
See you next Saturday.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.